It's important, I suppose, not just for these six employees, these six women employees whose whole lives are built around Donegal Town. But it's also, I suppose, it's going to affect the whole footfall within Donegal Town itself. Like, Donegal Town is, like any other rural town, relies on people coming into the town, relies on visitors and relies on people that are working there to support the local economy. Letterkenny is a much bigger town, so Donegal Education Centre needs to stay in Donegal Town. So I suppose the organisation, which is fully funded by the Department of Education, has instructed these six women to move their place of employment to Letterkenny, which is a distance of 53 kilometres. If these six women were treated as public servants, which they are all but in name, they could not be compelled to move their place of work for more than 45 kilometres. As it is, their employer has instructed them to move these 53. The Minister of Education has repeatedly asserted that these six women are not in-state employees, they are not public servants, despite this, they're being directly funded by the state, delivering an important service to other people who are directly funded by the state, teachers, special needs assistants, and they do not enjoy the protections and employment benefit enjoyed so by public employees. I suppose this raises the wider issue, but it's indicative of the many individuals that are working in voluntary and community sectors, Section 39, Section 56 workers, who are delivering vital public services on behalf of the state, but don't enjoy the same employment protection rights. But it's not good enough. It's not good enough for us to keep kind of talking about this. I would really urge the Minister for Education to please listen to the people that are on the ground and to ensure that the Board of Management is actually going to engage properly with all the stakeholders involved, because there's a lot of concern and it's a cross-party support here.